You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You Better You Bet continues here on BetQL. Kevin Rogers in for Nick Costos today. Want to appreciate Nick giving me the opportunity to sit in his chair, even though we're not in the same place, but still. But Ken Barkley is in his chair, so that doesn't change. He's the constant. Oh, boy, we talked a lot of NBA last hour. We got a lot of Major League Baseball to cover. All the trades. We'll get you updated on all of that in just a moment. First, want to tell you about the fantastic lineup here at BetQL. It starts with the daily tip every morning with Michael Jenkins and Chelsea Messenger, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, followed by BetQL Daily with the Joes, Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio from 9 to noon Eastern, and then Jim Rome in the Jungle from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, followed by You Better You Bet from 3 to 7 Eastern, then BetMGM Tonight, that's up after us with Quentin Mayo and Ryan Horvat, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, get you caught up on all your live betting cards and all of that. And you can also download the BetQL app today and use the promo code Costos, K-O-S-T-O-S, for 20% off any subscription. BetQL helps you beat the sports books. And something you may not know is that You Better You Bet is part of a bigger company. We're home to the industry's most influential collection of broadcast and digital content, podcast, and premium live experiences. We're a part of a brand called Odyssey. Download the Odyssey app today to watch and listen to You Better You Bet live. And also you can subscribe to the podcast on the app as well. Also, all the other shows on BetQL are available as well. And last but not least, our friends at Bet Rivers, plenty of good things going on there. As far as tied in with the Olympics, you can place real money wagers on the Olympics and get free bets for USA medals. Wager $500 or more on the Olympics to get $1 for every bronze medal the USA wins. Wager $1,000 or more on the Olympics to get $2 for every silver and $1 for every bronze medal the USA wins. And you can wager $2,500 if you wager $2,500 or more on the Olympics to get $3 for every gold, $2 for every silver, and $1 for every bronze medal the USA wins. House specials do not qualify. Wagers must have odds of minus 200 or greater to qualify. Free bets will be awarded on May, August 9th. And it is fast payout approvals, superb customer service, your hometown sportsbook, Bet Rivers. A lot of Major League Baseball talk, Ken. And we're going to bring everyone in. We're bringing the entire party to this segment here to talk baseball. Eli Hershkovitz is going to join us, Tyler Morales, Rick Camp, everyone. But first, I want to update you on all of the baseball trades, and then we'll go to the future. So we know what's going on. You look at Jeff Passan's Twitter. You look at everyone to get caught
his
up.
His real Twitter, by the way. Not the fake Twitter.
His right. Not, I don't know if you saw not, that. Not Jeff Passan.
Right. Three you know, that, F's. Come on, guys.
G-E-O-F-F-P-A-S-S-S-S-S-A-N-N-N-N. Don't fall for him. Don't you know that?
Look have you ever retweeted a fake account before, Kevin? You ever
I have
fell for
not.
Any of those things?
No, I'll tell you why. Because I always look at the profile. I always make sure it's the right person. And if they have like six followers, probably not the same Woj.
Have you? I'm sure that I have like at some point. I mean, how long have you been on Twitter? How many years?
since like 2009, 10, something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're like a lifer basically. Yeah. I'm sure the company was still raising money at that point.
Exactly.
So I've been on for a while. I'm sure there was a time where like just one like L for a one, something like that. Like it was probably the NBA. That's probably because that's always like when I'm actually on Twitter the most during like free agency when all those things are being announced. Had to have fallen for one, but that one's like, that's like not even a good one. Like it doesn't even look, it's not even remotely close. And the best part is Passan's tweeting out like, guys, there are four Fs. How can you do it? And everyone's like, Jeff, there are three Fs. There are actually only three Fs. It's like you somehow fell for the Fs in addition to everyone falling for the fake account.
Well, and also I think I've fallen for one once, but never retweeted it. I may have been like, oh, and then like, no, that's Adrian Worja Shams-Jarowski.
Right, yeah.
Or
right.
Something ridiculous like that. Okay, so here are all the trades. Okay, so you're tuning in right now. We welcome you. Here are all the trades. Most recently, Chris Bryant. Going from the Cubs to the Giants. So now San Francisco bulking up their infield. They're going for first place. You got the Dodgers, all the trades they made, getting Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. That trade is finalized. Padres really didn't do as much as you would have thought they would have done. So that's going to be a great race going down the stretch in the National League West. So Chris Bryant goes to San Francisco. Anthony Rizzo went to the Yankees yesterday. Javi Baez goes to the Mets. So the Cubs totally pulling the plug on this whole season as they've gotten rid of everyone. So the Mets now making a big move, and you wonder when Francisco Lindor returns for them, but that's a great bat for the Mets to get. Okay, as far as pitchers go now, Jose Berrios to the Blue Jays, Andrew Haney to the Yankees, Craig Kimbrell to the White Sox, Kyle Gibson to the Phillies. So, wow, just so much to kind of digest there. I like that San Francisco was able to make that move, get another bat in there. Javi Baez going to the Mets. I mean, they're intriguing trades because now this is really interesting. And I believe deep down that the Los Angeles Dodgers don't make that Max Scherzer trade if Trevor Bauer doesn't get in trouble.
Okay. That's
I really believe that they have Bauer. They're fine. He's not available right now. They need another arm, so they got Scherzer. That's what I think.
Right. Yeah, I mean I think that's a fair point. Kershaw is supposed to be back before the playoffs start, obviously, too. So you try to like kind of imagine what their rotation is. It's also worth noting, although they gave up a ton of really big prospects, like they lose nothing from what the roster is going to be for this postseason run. Like basically traded their best pitching prospect, their best catching prospects in the Scherzer Turner trade. I think NL West is like a really good place to start here, just because it basically features like a collection of teams that, you know, two before the year that were thought to be favorites to win the World Series and win the pennant. And then a third that has been added because they basically have had the best record in baseball almost the entire time in the Giants. So like the net of kind of like how this ends up working out. So the Padres, as you mentioned, I mean, did they make a significant move, like, you know, that even comes close to rivaling what the other two teams have done? I mean, you would know better than me. I just off the top of my head, like they bricked this, right?
Daniel basically. Hudson doesn't do it for you, Ken?
About Eli picking the perfect time to chime in, because I honestly had totally forgotten that they even got Daniel Hudson. So the Padres' big acquisition is Daniel Hudson. The Giants get Chris Bryant, and I haven't seen, has the trade package come across yet of what they're giving up for Bryant and Eli?
It has. One second.
Okay. All right. Yeah, just pull that up. That's fine. So Padres plus Daniel Hudson, Giants.
And they got Adam Frazier from the Pirates a little bit ago, not a deadline trade. But
yeah, fair enough.
They didn't really bulk up the pitching. That was the problem.
Yeah, and so I'm looking at this and I'm like, all right, Dodgers get Scherzer and Turner, Giants get Chris Bryant, Padres get Adam Frazier and Daniel Hudson. I'm just kind of like, all right, so who becomes more likely to win the World Series? Who becomes more likely to win the division? I mean, obviously the Dodgers now, their biggest thing was depth coming into the year. They lost a ton of it. Now they almost kind of got it back. It's like an odd man out situation in a good way where like maybe Chris Taylor doesn't really have to play a lot. Like Bellinger's back. And Trey Turner, and like you know, obviously you can play him at second. Like you can do a lot of different things with the lineup. So I think that's really interesting. But just like the net, I mean, all these trades are decided. The Dodgers were the favorite to do everything anyway. Didn't they become slightly more the favorite to accomplish what they wanted to accomplish this year? That's kind of what I get out of this.
By the way,
let's bring our guys here. Go ahead, Eli.
Dodgers minus 205, and they're plus 370 in the World Series futures market. Giants plus 225. Down
this
from
is
plus
NL
350
West.
Last
You're
week.
Reading first, right?
Right, correct.
NL West, okay. So Dodgers minus 205, and this was last week, you said?
This was currently. I was saying currently. Giants last week plus 350, now plus 225. Padres plus around plus 550. And then okay. World Series, Dodgers plus 375, Giants plus 1,000, and then in the mix there, Padres plus 725.
Okay. which kind of makes sense.
I just don't buy into the Giants winning the West. I still don't. That they had career years from Kevin Gausman and Dee Sclafani. And look, I mean, there's no disputing that, but the Dodgers have crazy pitching. The Padres still have Yu Darvish, who's better than anyone the Giants have. And I just don't know if I trust San Francisco's offense moving forward, even with Chris Bryant. I just don't know if they have really enough bats. And they San Francisco's been great. No, there's no disputing that. But when it's all said and done, out of the three, who's going the furthest? I think the Giants third out of those three.
Sure, makes a ton of sense. Eli, is there a bet that you want to make now? And you can kind of guess what the market's going to reopen at. I mean, the Dodgers are going to be big favorites to do everything. Does it make you want to bet on something, an outcome in the NL West at least?
I still see value in San Francisco. Kevin, I know you're saying that you don't really trust their offense, but you add Bryant, and yeah, you're getting career years out of Desclafani and Gausman. Gausman, by the way, a favorite tonight, I think minus 135 against the Astros, which I kind of see value in. But yeah, I would still take San Francisco. I know Adam Burke, who we're going to have on next, he came on last week, said he bet the Giants to win the World Series, bet the Giants to win the NL West. I still think plus money on San Francisco, especially plus 225, is good value. And we saw San Francisco knock out Dodgers, took two out of three this week, especially with the addition of Bryant to that offense. I mean, they have the pitching. They have enough in the bullpen, I think, to get across the finish line and win this division.
Okay. Who do you have more faith in going further in the National League, Eli? San Francisco or Milwaukee?
That's a good question. Probably Milwaukee, at least in terms of in the playoffs. NL Central, Reds are making a push. I mean, they haven't really done enough to, I mean, we saw what, four games back before the deadline, Milwaukee either took two or three or swept coming into the second half. But if you're asking me regular season, I like San Francisco to win the division. In the playoffs, I think Milwaukee, the way their pitching staff sets up with Woodruff, Burns, Peralta, that bullpen too, I guess they didn't really add to it, but offensive, that lineup is a question mark, but from a pitching perspective, I love Milwaukee.
Tyler, what do you think?
Tyler, you're there? Tyler didn't want to be on the round table. Otherwise, okay. We can't hear him because he's muted.
It's more of a triangle table than the round table.
Tyler, but, you say you're talking, right. We can't hear you. Yeah, right. Tyler, you had like the greatest quality mic yesterday and you came on to do stuff and we were like complimented you for it. And now it's just absolutely busted again. If that isn't indicative of something that we've done on the show forever and ever.
Entropy.
Right, exactly. One thing I want to do real quick on it, we can move on to White Sox and Yankees as well. But I said a little bit about this yesterday, Kevin, and I was thinking about like, as if the Giants keep winning and keep like at least maintaining their lead or tied with the Dodgers in the division, you're going to start to see this very bizarre futures market develop, because that obviously increases the likelihood of a Dodgers Padres one game playoff for everything. So you could see, even as the division odds, like the Padres might be like 10-1, 12-1 in a couple weeks to win the division, but to win the World Series, it's going to be so short, because if they ever get by the Dodgers, like they'll be favored against like all the other teams probably in those series. So you start to get these really weird markets where I had somebody text me being like, how can they be like 6-1 to win the division, but like 4-1 to win the pennant? Like, how does that make any sense? And I'm like, well, because division's about the number of games remaining, but pennant is about like what your projected odds are going to be in those games. And even with the Dodgers, it's the same thing. The Dodgers could be out after one game and they're going to be the favorite to do everything in the postseason. Like, yeah, you rarely see a situation like that. Yeah.
Playoff-wise, I'm right there with you, Ken. It's very intriguing. Darvish, right. Most
we just never
stuff.
See it. I mean, just literally never see it. We're like, the team that's an overwhelming favorite to do everything in the markets could be out after one game. Basically never see it.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. And Darvish is concerning. Like, Kevin, would you agree Musgrove is probably the guy you trust most at this point in that rotation? Lamech can't stay healthy. I mean, I don't think he's, made a start of 4+ innings this season. I mean, from a starting rotation standpoint, they definitely regressed overall. Offensively, one of the best offensive teams in baseball, but I don't trust this rotation in the playoffs enough. And Ken's point to the market, I mean, they're overvalued to me right now.
Yeah, and you know what, too? I mean, I don't know who you throw out in that one-game series against the Dodgers, assuming the Giants win the division. And, you know, again, you want to try to get through, I always believe, get through that game and then worry about the best of five. So if you had Darvish and Musgrove going in, and I know San Diego's got a good bullpen, but if you were to even split them, or I don't know how they would do it in that one-game playoff, okay, then we'll worry about the best of five if we get past the Dodgers. But, I mean, you probably have to lean maybe Musgrove, I mean, Darvish pitched well to start the season. He's just kind of falling off now, which is the big issue. But, man, this thing would have changed so much. If you would have had Scherzer there in San Diego, which were the initial reports, and you go Darvish, Scherzer, Musgrove, or I guess Scherzer, Darvish, Musgrove in a best-of-five series versus if, let's just say, San Francisco didn't win it and San Diego beat San Francisco in the play-in game to get to the playoffs, then the Dodgers would have Bueller, Kershaw. Who knows if Trevor Bauer's ever coming back? It seems like no. Now I got Scherzer going to the Dodgers. I just hate it. I absolutely hate it. But also, we got to throw the Mets in there too. That we can't forget about them. If DeGrom comes back, now you got Baez. If Lindor is healthy, Carrasco's pitching tonight against the Reds. That the Mets are still maybe a team kind of hiding in the weeds a little bit in the National League. But
who would you bet to win the NL?
I probably still have to go Dodgers. I probably still go with them. That I think that they're the best balance of anybody. I don't like Milwaukee's offense. The Mets' offense is so up and down. I don't trust San Francisco, and I don't trust the Padres' pitching. I just think that LA is just a lot more. I think they have a lot more balance on that team. So we're going to talk more baseball coming up. Adam Burke's going to join us to talk more Major League Baseball, more trade deadline. Kevin Rogers and Ken Barkley with you here on You Better You Bet. And you're locked into BetQL.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.